Hey guys, it's Allison Creamer here, and today is February 14th. I hope you're enjoying this beautiful Valentine's Day, and you are with somebody that you love, or you're doing something that you love. But today's podcast was an article that I found in the Costco Connection. I know, crazy, but I do love that magazine. And the article was titled, Can You Manage Your Workload with L-O-V-E? And when I was reading this, it really dawned on me, and it kind of gave me perspective about even my own business and my own work ethics and my own values. But the first is L, and that's going to be your lifestyle strategies. You know, we're all so busy to take care of ourselves. We've got to do this, and we've got to do that, and we've got to be here, and we got to be there. And it seems the more pressure with work, family, and personal desires, the more we turn away from what we really need the most. And that is two things, eating healthy and getting exercise. You know, I am just as guilty as everybody else, and I need to make my own lifestyle changes so that I can have a better life and, you know, create better lifestyle strategies. The next one is O, and O stands for organize your day. So many times I have doubled and triple booked myself. I say yes because I'm a people pleaser and I want to get things done. But the simplest thing that you can do is don't say yes to anything until you have an opportunity to check the one calendar. Yes, that would be one calendar that you put everything in. You know, you don't want to feel the stress of letting somebody down. And if you only keep one calendar and you tell the person, you know, let me check my calendar and I'll get back with you, you'll probably have less stress. Organizing your day could also mean figuring out what you're going to have for dinner before you leave for work instead of rushing home only to find there's nothing to eat and you end up eating junk anyways, which unfortunately happens in my own home as well. The next is V, and that's going to be your values. This is a tough subject here. Many of us say we cherish our loved ones, you know, we live and we work because we want to provide them with the best in life, but our actions don't always show the same story. Recently, my family helped me understand that they do feel a little neglected, that I do so many things. I'm here, I'm there, I'm running around, and I say that I do all that I do for them, but I don't spend much time with them. So do you find yourself just saying, oh, I love spending time with the kids, or I love doing this, but you never actually do the item that you say you love? Another thing is people say, I value excellence. Well, if you turn in sloppy work because you are unprepared or you're having a bad day, you know, maybe it's time to revisit your values. And I'm speaking of myself as well. And the last one is E, and that's enjoy. You know, how we wake up that morning, are we positive? Are we in a good mood? Do we think good thoughts about how great the day is going to be? Do you see success for the day? And what's your outlook? You know, so many times we subject ourselves to a negative outlook, and guess what happens? We have a bad day. You know, when you listen to this podcast and you go to bed that night, try waking up in the morning, tell yourself it's going to be a great day, that anything that goes wrong is going to be better and you'll be okay. Well, this is how you manage with love. Life strategies, organize your day, think about your values, and enjoy life. I hope this podcast has been inspirational. I'd love to have your comments and feedbacks. And if you have anything else you'd like me to talk about, please let me know.